identifying this false appearance of things and acknowledging our tacit assent to this illusion are the first steps toward realizing that you and other beings, as well as all other objects, do not exist the way they appear to. They do not exist so concretely and autonomously. In the process of developing an accurate assessment of who you actually are, you need to appreciate the disparity between how you appear to your own mind and how you indeed exist. The same holds true for other people and all other phenomena of the world. Meditative reflection. Consider. 1. All counterproductive emotions are based on and depend upon ignorance of the true nature of persons and things. 2. There are specific ways to suppress lust and hatred temporarily, but if we undermine the ignorance that misconceives the nature of ourselves, others, and all things, all destructive emotions are undermined. 3. Ignorance sees phenomena which actually do not exist in and of themselves as existing independent of thought. Chapter 2. Discovering the Source of Problems. Attracted by light and heat, a moth flies into a flame. Stunned by the sounds of a guitar, a deer stands unaware of a hunter. Drawn by the scent of a flower, a bug is trapped inside. Attached to taste, a fish rushes to a hook. Pulled to mud, an elephant cannot escape. From Bhatrul Rinpoche's Sacred Word. Our senses contribute to our ignorance, to our faculties of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and feeling. Objects seem to exist in their own right. Presented with this information, the mind assents to this exaggerated status of things. Buddhists call such a mind ignorant for accepting this false appearance instead of resisting it. The ignorant mind does not question appearances to determine if they are correct. It merely accepts that things are as they appear.